What a splendid day it is today, because today we, in addition to the secular and sometimes nonsensical and even evil at times, ceremonies, if you want to call them that, of the secular feast of Thanksgiving, which is not a Catholic feast, not really, we have the feast of the first apparition of the Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Conception, to St. Catherine Labouré in the Daughters of Charity Seminary in Rue du Bac in Paris, where we have visited and prayed and celebrated Holy Mass a few years ago. And there, what a wonderful thing. In the middle of the night, the young novice, Catherine Labouré, who was not as young as the others, her father would not let her go. Finally, he did, because she was taking the place of the mother who had died. She was sleeping, and all of a sudden, somebody nudges at her arm, and she's wondering what's going on, and again, and lo and behold, there was a beautiful little boy, maybe about 9 years old, maybe less, and he was motioning to her to come follow him. So she got out of bed and followed him to the chapel, which of course is still there. They have not destroyed that, thanks be to God. And there she sees on the throne, where the priest usually sits, the Blessed Mother, the Holy Mother of God, the Immaculate Conception. And she motions to her, and she kneels before her, and she places both her hands on the Blessed Mother's thighs. And the Blessed Mother then begins to reveal to her many things, most of which we do not know. And then she says, I will grant the Church and you all a special favor, and I will show you that which I want. I want a medal struck with me as the Immaculate Conception, and around my figure will be the words, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. And then she stood up and went to the middle of the sanctuary, and all of a sudden the sanctuary was lit, and there on two sides were first what we know as a miraculous medal, the Blessed Mother with the 12 stars for St. John the Apocalypse from today's reading, the 12 stars surrounding her, and on the other side, the Immaculate Heart and the Sacred Heart and the cross, and then the words, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. So she told her, I want to have many medals struck with this image in my honor. And so then that was the end of that. So she went back and told her superior, who took her to her confessor, and at first they would not believe her. As that's what happens with all apparitions. People don't believe you. And so she insisted. And finally, the Archbishop of Paris heard about it, and he came and interviewed her. And lo and behold, he found it to be worthy of belief of the Holy Catholic faith. So then, X number of medals were stuck, thousands of them. And so many were given out, and so many miracles happened that more had to be struck. But also, it became known not as the Medal of the Immaculate Conception, but as the Miraculous Medal, which we still call it that. Of course, it's one of the main apostolates of the Legion of Mary, to give out to as many people as possible blessed medals of the Miraculous Medal. Many, many miracles were to happen. But she had predicted to St. Catherine that Paris would once again fall into disorder. At the time, the kingdom had been restored, the brother of the martyr King Louis XVI. And then another revolution took place. And then the archbishop himself was slaughtered and became a martyr. And of course, this is something that you can look up for yourselves. In the meantime, thousands and thousands and eventually millions of the miraculous medal were struck and blessed and handed out. And so today we have this great gift of the miraculous medal, which we still have. We should all wear it around our necks or have it in our pocket or put it on our rosaries and have the miraculous medal be part of our daily spiritual life. And three times a day, at least, we should say, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. And so today we give thanks for that. So what a good day to have Thanksgiving. Now, in Italy and Spain and Germany, we don't only have one day of Thanksgiving, we have 2 weeks. In Germany, it's called Erntedank. And the others, Gratiarum Actione, in Latin. Because we give thanks to God Almighty for all the gifts that He has given to us. And if you have to think about it, first of all, your life, and then your new life by baptism, the gift of the Holy Catholic faith, and then the sacraments, and then, of course, all the other many things that we have. And some of us may have much, some of us may have less, but all the gifts that we have are from God. And particularly, I am thankful to God for my parents and my family that were truly heroic Catholics in every way and taught us to follow the faith. And I give thanks to God in a very, very special way for all the babies and the children that we have in this parish. That is a gift of the blessing of God, the gift of life that comes from God alone and comes through you, through the married couples, and through the many graces that He grants us all. So whatever it is that we have to be thankful for, we give thanks to God Almighty through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and of St. Joseph and St. Stephen and St. Catherine Labouret and all the saints which are part of the Holy Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.